also pretty fresh, our friend Justin Worsham.
Justin joins us. He is the host of The Dad Podcast. You can find it on your favorite iHeartRadio app when you check it out. Justin, how are you feeling?
I'm great. After June 15th, I would like to volunteer to fund a stripper to come to the studio there so you can properly enjoy these wings. I feel like there's something about the experience that you might be missing.
That's a creative idea. Well, my idea was on June 15th to go to Magic City in Atlanta and have a news and brews there. Right?
I mean, nobody likes a one-upper, but I think you just did it and you won. I think that's the go-to. Does that mean that then I volunteer to fund this trip so that iHeart doesn't have to foot the bill?
You just signed up for it, so. Yes.
All right. That's all right. Daddy sold a lot of houses, so we're doing all right.
Oh, good.
Let's get you guys to Hotlanta.
Well, you've been working from home probably a little bit more than usual, and a lot of people have over the course of this last year. But if you have kids like you do, that probably means that you're working and parenting at the same time.
Yes. And it's like I literally dealt with this an hour ago, and it's not even about parenting while working from home. Is that now my kids are in the half-day, two-day-a-week schedule. So I was working, then I had to get lunch because my wife was working and I'm trying to coordinate lunch, and I decided I'm going to get some food delivered for him. And then the food delivery got bumped back 10 minutes. So I had to audible and heat up some leftovers just to get them out the door so they could make it to school on time. It's not uncommon. I'm sure all of us have had the fun of having a kid either yell something or ask a question about schoolwork while you're on the phone with somebody. Or now the big thing is dogs are barking in the background of just about every client meeting I have because Amazon happens at all hours of the day. It's just a part of the normal life. And I don't think it's going to change because what we're seeing on the real estate side is that they're expecting 100 to 150,000 commercial office spaces to be vacant within the next 5 years because employers have learned that while working from home, employees are more efficient. And what I really think that means is that they've noticed that they can get more hours. That we'll take breaks to help out with the kids here and there, but everybody's working until 8 or 9 o'clock or sometimes after 10 o'clock.
I've noticed
that. If you get to work from home, you're good. Yeah.
I've noticed that my friends who are working from home are often working 8, 9, 10 o'clock, like you just said, because of all those breaks and stuff. But I mean, that can't be healthy.
No, it's funny too, because I just was I'm on a committee for realtors, and everybody was talking about like how they're stressed about this work-life balance issue, which I think plays into what we're talking about here as a parent. I think if I was to say the biggest challenge that we faced in the Worsham household during the pandemic, it's been that. It's that it's a different vibe to get your kids to understand psychologically that normally they just don't know what you're doing and they're occupied while they're gone 6 hours a day. And that's when you get everything done. And now they're sitting here staring at you, not paying attention to them. And it seems like, in my opinion, that they start to feel like, well, when's it time for me? And it's just because there's a proportionate amount of time where we're not even talking to them or anything, but we're all in the same room. Does that make sense? Am I making sense with that?
Yeah, it does. I was annoyed by a commercial that I saw last night that was demonstrating just that. It was for an app where you learn. I don't know if it's just audio books, basically, or audio lectures, but you learn something. I don't remember what the app was called. But this guy plops in his earbuds and then sits down next to the baby and pretends to play with the baby, but he's clearly paying attention to what's on the app. Mm. And it was something like, make the most of your time. Well, pop the freaking earbuds out of your head and make the most of your time with your kid. I wanted to know is... we did get an email also because we talked about this survey that came out this week that said that very few people actually want to go back to 5 day full workday. That if they've been at home, they want to stay at home at least part of the time because they've learned some of the benefits of it. But one of the people that wrote in said her kids get to see her actually working. Her kids get to see her and see what she does every day as opposed to just mommy or daddy goes off and then they come back in the afternoon and I don't know what they do.
I always thought that was so cool when I would get to see my parents working, when I could go with them to their job, you know, even for a little bit of time. Well, actually, my dad taught at the school I went to, but just to see them in a different element was very cool to me.
And I think that could play in this current world that we're living in, except for you don't go somewhere.
True.
Right? Like, it's the same place that you sit. Like, I'm literally at my dining room table right now.
True.
And this is where I primarily work from. And so it's just they're in their rooms for their half of school day. And then they come out and maybe we get to hang out or talk for a little bit, like at dinner time. That's usual and normal. But I don't know. I just keep thinking that there's a weird dynamic that people, and myself included, maybe I'm lumping everybody in. I can't seem to wrap my mind around how to make this feel like it's balanced. But I do think it's better. And I am hearing from clients and everything that have like regular 9-to-5 jobs, that they're saying they're agreeing to go back, but they only have to go into the office at most 1 or 2 days a week. And employers are offering like packages to relocate people to areas where the cost of living is lower. So like you're here in Southern California, you can move to Iowa and still work for the exact same company and get a slight pay cut because it saves the company money and you're still making more money than what it costs to live in places like Iowa.
Listen, I've said this multiple times whenever we talk about this subject over this course of this last year. I hate the fact that there are not people in the building. I hate the fact that there's not the daily interaction with the people that you're supposed to be around all the time and that there's a reliance. Or, well, I mean, there was a necessity at the beginning, but there's become a reliance on Zoom meetings and Skype meetings and Teams meetings. And it's very different to do that than it is to sit in the same place and have a conversation with somebody.
I don't disagree. And I mean, and I don't think it's a coincidence that you're also the guy who has a 19-point technology contract with each of your kids. That, I mean, I think this is a thing for you, right? But I think we all can agree that you can't control the train, you know, you can't turn it. Like, it's on the tracks, and this is the direction that everything is going, and that people are just going to have to learn to be just as efficient as they can in communicating when they're not right in front of each other. And yeah, that may not ever be possible.
But just like that great the great movie with Richard Pryor, I can jump off the train like Silver Streak. Okay, I'm going
That's
way
true.
Back.
That's, you might be even the only guy who's sitting there like in 20 years going, I told you guys, I told you so.
You know what's cracking me up, though, is that before the pandemic, it's not like you were running around the building talking to everybody.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that how we got into trouble with the Woody show?
Justin, here's the thing.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember I made a joke that also got me in trouble.
Yeah, this is how we got in trouble with the Woody show, where we got a reputation as being D's because you weren't a social butterfly.
Well, we know not to feed Shannon after 12.
She turns into a gremlin. I love it. One of the many things I love about your guys' dynamic is how much food affects you.
Whatever you said.
We have some blood
like
sugar issues.
One ratio. The whole show's off the rails because I had a Diet Coke, guys. Everybody back up and calm down.
That is
I've
a true story.
I've had half a dozen chicken wings and a Diet Coke. I may just start cursing randomly. Yeah.
My favorite food story with the two of us is when we were at Oinkster for one of our first News and Brews, and we both ate a burger.
The entire thing.
In about 7 seconds.
Yeah. And then approximately 7 minutes later, we were both clutched. We were just clutching our bellies, folded over. Like, why did we?
We are such.
We could have taken our time.
We are such weak individuals.
All right, Justin, hang on. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this law in Minnesota about parenting time, where you have to prove your value to your kids in order to earn custody. We'll talk about that when we come back. On Wednesdays, we talk with Justin Worsham, host of the Dad Podcast, about some different parenting issues that come up. I thankfully have not had to go through this, although I know people who have. When you get into divorce battles and kids are involved, there's a lot of argument about who gets custody, when they would get custody, how the transitions are going to work between parents, that sort of thing.
It is always so messy and so ugly. There is nothing like the grief and the anger and the upsetment inside the halls of a family courthouse.
In Minnesota, there is a state law where if the parents cannot agree on sharing the children, they go to court, and the judge grants both of them 25% time with a child. And then they review 12 factors in the best interest for the child and rule how to divide the remaining parenting time. So you're guaranteed 25% of the time with your kids, but the judge gets to decide what percentage above that. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Justin?
No. And what I like about this is that Scott Patinga, who's a divorced dad, has brought up a lawsuit where he wants that number. He thinks that it violates the due clause under the 14th Amendment. So he's saying that it's not acting as if I'm innocent until proven guilty by starting at 25%. That what he thinks is that each parent should start at 50%. And then if you have negative traits, like let's say mom or dad were stepping out on the other one, then maybe that knocks you down to 40% and bumps the other one to 60. That's what he wants to see happen, which I think is wildly interesting. I know that in my experience, usually from the dads and even the moms that I've talked to that have gone through this, is that at least here in California, it usually favors the mom as far as custody. Like you walk in the door more of like a 60-40, 70-30 split towards the mom, and the dad's got to fight for any kind of time.
It's very true. It is hell for fathers who want to get custody. And, you know, most recently we saw the battle that woman from Reseda was in with the father of her kids. And he went to the court to get an emergency custody mid-March. And then by the end, she had killed the kids, you know. And I think that there is not just a desire to keep the children with the mother, but also a battle to prove that when a mother is unfit.
Yeah. You know, last segment we were talking about, you know, kids and parenting interrupting the workday. And one of the things we didn't get to was that they have shown research where there is equal paternity leave and there's less of a gender wage gap in other countries. They have seen less of the responsibility shift during the pandemic towards moms. Like we've talked a lot too during the last year about how moms are shouldering a lot of the housework and parenting as well as still working full time. And the closer you have to equality, the less that becomes an issue. And I think this is all just part of what seems to be a culture here in the U.S. is that we believe, and I would agree with that inclination. I think I'm just as ignorant, for lack of a better way of putting it, that, yeah, why wouldn't you want the kid to be with the mom if that was an option, right? If mom was fit, then mom is going to be more nurturing. Like, we just kind of lean that way. And I'm a guy who, like we've said, making fun of myself, is I gave my wife a lecture on how to breastfeed our kids. But I still think that, she, you know, a mom is probably going to just have a better tendency from a societal standpoint of taking care of the kids.
I can't believe you lived to tell us
that. To be able to tell us that. Yeah, that's your wife has incredible grace and patience to be around you.
And let's just say there was, you know, we were together for 10 years. So that's just kid stuff that you guys know about. There's a whole other side to me that I'm not even really aware of, I'm sure, that just makes me what I like to call a catch, using air quotes.
Ah.
And for anybody who's curious, in California, what they do, they don't have like a 50-50 split, or at least they don't break it down that way. The judge just decides, like, here's both arguments and decides based on certain criteria. But in 2012, they did bring into it that if the child is at least 14 years of age, then the child can say where they want to go, and that gets a lot of weight in the judge's decision, unless the child is saying they want to go with somebody that the judge believes is unfit. In which case, then the judge can rule against that.
I always just assumed it was up to the discretion of the judge if they would ask the kid or not.
That's in the case of younger than 14.
Ah.
So in younger than 14, the judge can decide if they want to ask the child to weigh in, if they think that either the kid is suited to do so, or the old enough developmentally, mature-wise, any of that stuff, then they'll ask. But at 14, that's a part of it. Like, the kid gets up there and says, hey, I want to go with so-and-so.
Justin, host of the Dad Podcast, thank you. Always great to hang out with you.
Better to hang out with you guys. Enjoy your week and weekend.
Yeah, she's got to work off those wings first before she can enjoy her weekend.
Hurt people.